Agency. Russia pressed its new offensive in eastern Ukraine on Friday. While in the port city of Mariupol, teams of volunteers collected dead bodies from the ruins after Moscow declared victory there despite Ukrainian forces holding out. Ukraine's general staff said Russian forces had increased attacks along the whole front line in the east of the country and were trying to mount an offensive in the Kharkiv region north of Russia's main target, the Donbas. A senior Russian military commander said Moscow aimed to seize all of southern Ukraine, far more expansive war aims than Moscow has lately trumpeted, and the latest sign that Moscow may not relent after its latest campaign in the east. Russia says it's won the Battle of Mariupol, the biggest fight of the war, having taken a decision not to try to root out thousands of Ukrainian troops still holed up in a huge steelworks that takes up much of the center of the city. Kiev says 100,000 civilians are still inside the city and need full evacuation. It says Moscow's decision not to storm the Azovstal steelworks is proof that Russia lacks the forces to defeat the Ukrainian defenders. The United Nations and Red Cross say the civilian toll is still unknowable, but at least in the thousands. Russia denies targeting civilians and says it's rescued the city from nationalists. Western countries believe President Vladimir Putin is desperate to demonstrate a victory after his forces were defeated last month in an attempt to capture the capital, Kiev. In a late-night address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia was doing all it could, quote, to talk about at least some victories. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli police in full riot gear stormed a sensitive Jerusalem holy site sacred to